There's a series on BBC called Mixtape, which has brought plenty of nostalgia to those of a certain era. Journalist Tanya Sweeney's on the line to tell us about those that she made and received. The mixtape is the love language of her life. Is that true, Tanya?
I'll take that. Yes, it was definitely the love language of my teenage years when I wasn't really able to articulate anything else beyond that. The 90s as well.
Yeah, it's like, here's a tape.
Here's a tape. Good luck. Yeah. You know?
Did you, first of all, go back, the mixtape series on BBC, rave reviews, people are loving it. Have you watched the series?
I saw one episode and then I have yet to, and of course, this is what I say in my column in the Irish Independent. We don't have the iPlayer, obviously, you know, because we live in Ireland and it would be just lovely to be able to watch the rest of that series. But I loved what it sort of evoked, which was, you know, that, like you say, that nostalgia about, and it wasn't a question. I mean, I think kids these days, Gen Z, don't know they have it made with, you know, an old Spotify, you know, bang in 12 songs. There you go. Nice one. I mean, we had to physically go to the shop, as you know, go get the stuff, or literally sit listening to Dave Fanning as he talked all over the intro to whatever song you wanted. You were like, Dave, please stop. And we had to, you know, basically sit with the, you know, over the recorder with our fingers over the buttons like it was a detonator. It was insane, you know. But of course, me being me and being such a teenager and the most 15-year-old that was ever born was just, you know, all about the one-upmanship, all about outdoing the music snobs and showing them that I could, you know, play ball bigger and better than they could. So I was off finding limited edition vinyl and Japanese imports. I took it to a whole other level. I mean, for me, in a way, it wasn't about I fancy you, here's a lovely sexy song, think nice things about me while you listen to it. I was more about just,
I'm cool.
You know, I am cool. I need you to know I'm cool. Absolutely. That was it.
So I'm a little older than you, I can tell, because mine was in the 80s. And Casey Kasem was a great one for the top 100.
Oh, yes.
And some random radio station would play the Casey Kasem top 100 in the 80s. And it was always very clean.
Yes.
To record them. You'd be hovered over it. And I was just saying to the guys, I the last thing I taped off the radio, and I actually remembered physically because my grandmother was in the house and said, what's that? Was Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, I Love Rock and Roll. Because I wanted to learn the words.
Well, there you go. I mean, that would end up on any decent mixtape, in fairness. It's setting up your stall and getting out of the gate good and proper. Yeah.
Now, do you know what? Instead of the romantic side of it, and as you said, you wanted to, your music taste was so important when you were a teenager, right? So what you do is you'd ear it up, right? So my older sister liked Neil Young and Led Zeppelin and The Doors. So I used to say I liked them when I was a teenager, even though I never listened to them ever, right?
Well, that was it. You see, I was the firstborn in my family, so I had to kind of blaze the trail. I didn't have older brothers or sisters to kind of show me the way. So I had to show myself the way. And that's why I suppose the mixtapes were super important to me because, you know, a friend would give you one and you'd be like, I've never heard of that band. Oh, that's amazing. You know, so there was a sort of an education to be gleaned from the mixtapes as well, if you were me anyway.
Well, I'll let you in on a little insight that I've had. So a friend of mine who's actually from Mullingar but lives in London and he's very cool and he's a total music snob and he actually works for Boiler Room. Have you ever heard of Boiler Room?
Yes.
So they're super cool. I don't know anything about them. But when I started covering on RTE, he said, I'll do you a Spotify playlist and I'll update it for you all the time. And then there's another producer who was very impressed that he's in Boiler Room. So I invited her to my Spotify playlist because he works in Boiler Room. So I used his cool to impress somebody.
Oh, wow. I mean, that's
shocking.
A red card offence.
That's shocking, isn't it?
It's tragic and shocking. And
let's talk about the people who weren't trying to pretend they were cool. And it really was code for I fancy you, wasn't it? If you handed somebody a mixtape.
Absolutely. And that's what this, you know, TV show on the BBC is all about. It's like, you know, people bonded. I mean, I can't overstate what kind of a bonding mechanism, especially a romantic bonding mechanism that music was at the time. It just seemed to speak a language or say things that you just, your little 15-year-old Northside mouth couldn't bring itself to say. Do you know what I mean? Or wherever you were from, Limerick, wherever. And it was just, you know, you could just put on, I mean, something like, you know, Chris Isaak's Wicked Game. Could you actually imagine being the recipient of that? I mean, it would have been, I mean, the most erotic thing to happen in Blanchardstown ever, frankly, you know.
I'm just thinking this now. So I hate to admit that I've never been given a mixtape. But I am on a very cool Spotify list. I'll take that. But I remember a friend of mine making a mixtape for a girl he fancied. And right. I remember thinking, how long is it? And he was like, it's like nearly an hour. And I was like, that's a labour of love. That was a lot of work.
It is. That's effort. That's effort. Is putting the effort in. Yeah. And she would have known that for sure.
But that's what I mean. You kind of knew that there was a passion in the recordings, wasn't there?
Well, there was loads of like little, you know, jerky, clunky bits. Do you ever remember that from the mixtapes? You know, it was never a beautiful, smooth, seamless Spotify playlist. There was always a bit of a click, clack, clock, blah. And it was sort of rough hewn and handcrafted. And it was so romantic in some ways. Like I say, I always got mixtapes from friends of mine who were boys. And I always was like, you know, giving them a big punch on the arm, going, nice one, man. And then only decades later, they realize. Were like, yeah, I was kind of into you, man. You know, I was an idiot. You know, and like I said, like it was like someone fancying me felt like Halley's Comet, you know, a once in an 85 year experience, you know. So I did not know it was happening when it was happening.
So frankly. you weren't good at reading the signals.
Oh, I was absolutely dismal. My life could have been extremely different had I known a thing about signals. Let me tell you, it would have been very strange.
You said you recorded off the radio and did you do tape to tape as well? Did you have like two on the go? Remember that? Do you remember the Ghetto Blaster came out with the double tape in the front? It was like game changer.
Honest to God, you felt like you were being able to fly to the moon. It was like the Jetsons. Do you remember that? I remember getting one of those and it was like an absolute life-changing experience. So yeah, you would kind of borrow tapes from your friends and be able to kind of stick them on and create this one work of art of, amazing. You know, six songs on one side, six on the other. Just pure heaven.
And the friend in your network who had the coolest hi-fi, do you remember them? And their dad was into it, so he'd invest in it. My mother went once only on the ferry to Holyhead to go to Argos before it ever appeared in Ireland in the 80s. And she handed me, a teenage me, the Argos catalogue, said, what do you want? And I picked a hi-fi. And she's a tiny woman, my mother, God bless her. And she lugged this massive box back. And do you know what she bought me? She bought me the hi-fi cabinet. It was empty.
The walnuts. Was this the walnut?
It was just the cabinet, though. There's no hi-fi in it.
You did ask, stop.
So I had it in the corner of my little box room with little knickknacks and
old socks.
Stolen objet up there. Yeah. So, yeah. God. We got it so wrong, didn't we? Have you kept any of your mixtapes?
But you know, I kept one or two. And I mean, what am I going to play them on? Do you know what I mean? I don't even have anything to really play them on. They're just there as sort of artifacts for us. And they always had crazy kind of pretentious titles, you know, sort of like Before Sunset, but Make It Walkinstown or whatever, you know. I just had to just really go there with them. But yeah, no, there's definitely a few floating around, you know.
Dancing on the Walkinstown cross.
Exactly.
And do you make playlists now? Like, do you do a digital version?
I have a fantastic running playlist. I don't know how to share anything.
And you're modest too, which I like about you, Tanya.
I'm fabulous at that.
Tell me what's on your playlist. Let me judge you.
Let me have a look now. Do you know what? I think I put a lot of like John Mouse. There's a bit of, let me get my running playlist up now. Hang on now. It is very, very good. I will tell
you
that.
So much.
I know you are going
to I might invite you to my boiler room playlist if you like.
Oh, I'd love that.
It's very obscure. You started putting techno up the other day. I was like, take that down now. Come on now.
Oh, so yeah, exactly. It's a pure thing. Oh, I've got, okay. So I've got like, you know, LCD sound system. I have a bit of Destiny's Child on there. If you don't mind running to some Destiny's Child.
Tick box.
Absolutely. Bit of Robin, bit of Caribou, Run DMC.
Love.
Yeah, this is for running. Now, this is not for, you know, make it the sweet love or anything. Like, you know what I mean? This is for burning a few calories, lads, you know?
Do you have a playlist that you'd use when you're cooking? Or around the house?
I don't do the cooking in my house.
I can't believe now. I have a jazz playlist for cooking.
Gorgeous. That's a whole mood,
isn't it?
Brendan.
Candles,
it is.
Jazz.
That's a lifestyle, man.
Listen, the mixtape, bring it back. I think it would be one of the most romantic things to do now, to do a mixtape for somebody. And I wonder, do Gen Z do like a mixed, you know, like Spotify list? And
they probably do mixed podcasts, you know that, or mixed YouTube clips.
Yeah. It's not the same click and drag, is it?
Not a hope. No way. No, it's not rough hewn at all like we did it back in the day. No way.
Listen, Tanya Sweeney, you're a star. Thanks so much for taking the call and good luck with that Spotify list.
Thank you.
Take care. Have a great weekend.
You too.